Listen and stream the all-new talk radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matters.
7:30 in Trinidad and Tobago. Earlier on this morning, you know, looking at the headline from the Guardian newspaper, violent home invasions, and looking at what transpired over the weekend, many people this morning who are justifiably concerned about the crime situation. Joining us now, a gentleman who has been keeping tabs, for want of a different term, on what's been happening for a very long period of time. His posts now, I saw, looking at some of his recent offerings, one of his posts amassing a couple million views. Joining us this morning, he's affectionately known as DJ Sheriff. Good morning to you.
Morning, Sepik, and all the listeners of Freedom 106.5 FM.
Nice to have you with us here this morning for a second time. This morning, the Guardian newspaper headline says, homeowners targeted over the Easter weekend, violent home invasions, and it went on to outline what took place with this incident in Aranjuez. But I know that you've been keeping a tally. You've been keeping a tab. You've been monitoring the trends of what's been going on when it comes to the crime situation, to the point where your posts are now the posts that people refer to when it comes to figuring out what's going on. If I was to ask for a summary of over the Easter weekend, what was recorded when it comes to homicides? Because you know murders are a different thing, right? Homicides, yep. And home invasions and carjackings and so on. Can you give us some information?
Well, actually, this morning when you contacted me, I was now about to compile it, so I could give you a quick rundown of what took place, if you may, from Tuesday to present.
Yes, go right ahead.
And then we could analyze it, right? We start with, it was a long weekend, so I will refer from Thursday as the entire long weekend, but we know how weekend is operated. We take the day off from the day before, the holiday. So Thursday we had a robbery at a car park in City Mall, in Trinity City Mall, sorry, car park of Trinity City Mall, $65,000 robbery. Then Thursday night a man was shot at Windy Hill. Thursday night also a man and a woman was held. With a shotgun in Monroe Road. Thursday, a San Juan man was held with a gun at a bar in Freeport. Thursday night, a robbery at a supermarket in Fanny Village where four men went in and robbed the proprietors and the customers there. Thursday also, a Kirep man was held in Chatham. Two men from Kirep was held in Chatham with two guns, as well as on Friday, 9 a.m. We move across to Friday, 9 a.m. bright and early. A Blantyshire's man was held for a robbery in Chaguanas, right? All right. He did Blantyshire's man was to do a robbery. And then also a 36-year-old man was shot in Laramie, Kelly Shepherd. Friday, continue. A robbery at a Chinese supermarket, right? That's Rainbow Supermarket. I believe that's Rio Claro. Yes, Rio Claro. And then we move on to Friday, continues. Another robbery at another Chinese supermarket. I want you to take note, Chinese supermarket, this time in Enterprise by two men. Friday also, we saw the murder of the owner of Golden City Supermarket, another Chinese national being killed in our land. That was number, homicide number 157. And then four persons were shot on Saturday at Building 17 in Maloney. Homicide continued, 158. Shama James of Corapo was also shot dead at his home early Saturday morning. Khan Ramdas was found dead, shot dead at Mud Plant Road in Barapur. 159. 160 was across in Tobago. Ricardo Moses was found shot dead. And then we had another home invasion on Saturday, this time in Komodo. So this is the first home invasion I have for the weekend recorded. This took place in Komodo, right, where persons were barged into the people's house, tied up the owners, beat them, took several items, including their SUV, PCT 3907, a black Mitsubishi. And then we move straight across to another home invasion, this time in Kunupia, broad daylight Easter Sunday, when everybody celebrated and having some family time. Home invasion, broad daylight, Kunupia. The Sipasad family was held up, 70-year-old victim beaten. Two men were eventually held out of the four. One was shot by police officers. The other was held hiding in some bushes. Right? And amazingly, one is from St. Paul's, Freeport, and Spain, the other is from Freeport. And then we have on the other side, home invasion Sunday night, Aranjuez, the one you mentioned, Satish. five were held, one was killed by police. I must commend the Northeastern Division Police for their diligent work. They did not leave that area until all six were accounted for. Then there was a man shot by a Coast Guard officer early Sunday morning over an issue there in the Ruka Five Rivers. All right. Then also we had a 15-year-old who should have been home sleeping in his house. He's from Enterprise, Tobago Street Extension. He was held for a robbery that took place at 1 o'clock in a Shogunas bar, 1 o'clock in the morning. All right. Then the homicides continued. Elizabeth Watson, 36 years old, was shot dead at Pinto Road. Three other persons were shot and they are hospitalized. Homicide number 162 is Glenn Sutton. That was the guy who was run over by his friend van in Gasparilla opposite the police station, directly opposite the police station after that melee with five Venezuelan nationals. And then we move across to homicide number 163 and 164, the double murder that occurred last night. Right, as the weekend was about to wind up, right, in the Piako area, it was reported that men alighted from another vehicle and opened fire on a silver Almira PCA 3074, killing two men inside that vehicle. In full sight of motorists, pedestrians, and everybody in the area we know as the National Airport. We call Piako the National Airport throughout the world. And this is where our tourists are leaving, tourists are coming in, and this is the junction point where we have a dreadful murder. Right, this is what we have. That... So over the weekend, Satish, I'm looking at approximately 8 homicides on record, as from Thursday to this morning, 6 a.m., 8 homicides, and several home invasions. We have Kubota. We had the one in Aranguez, and we also had the one in Kunupia. That was what I have on record thus far.
Now,
we had three home invasions.
No, these records that you would have publicized would have been of the more prominent crimes. For whatever reason and so on, but there would have been other instances that would not necessarily have been as prominent or been given the prominence to be reported, because we all know some of these crimes that you spoke about here didn't make it to the news, and there are
What I could say, these are crimes that was furnished to me from most of the 90% of the time is from the victims of the crimes or their relatives. They would have furnished it to me, but those who were not reported is because it did not reach the news. That's of DGS News.
Okay. Now let me make it abundantly clear to the listeners that I'm speaking to you in your capacity as somebody who is, for want of a better term, a record keeper of what's going on. And you are not here speaking to us in any official capacity on behalf of the police service. I don't want anybody to misconstrue that or get that in their head. Yes, you are a former police officer, so you would have some relevant experience in how things are done. What are some of the trends that you're noticing? We spoke to you earlier on in the year about homicides and the number of homicides, and you made the differentiation between murders and homicides and all that kind of thing. But are you noticing trends when it comes to crime that the general population should be aware of?
What I could say, well, let's do with homicides. I am looking at some of these homicides over the weekend, with the exception of maybe one or two. Look at the background. Let us do a thorough check. So John Public, instead of ravishing and saying, hey, this one not doing anything, that one not doing anything, you tell me what is the track record of some of these persons and who are these persons related to or what they are doing or what they were doing, right? Or what they were involved in, right? We have to look at the background check before we start to cast aspirations and say, hey, listen to what's going on. These are issues that are affecting our community. And things that affect our community will affect the national community at some point in time. I'm not saying anything about these men last night. Who will, in their right mind, just pull up a car and shoot up a car? They have to have something more than that. It has to have something more than what is happening in our society. We are looking at Nicholas Zhu, the very well-known Chinese businessman in San Juan. From all background checks, he was an exceptional citizen of the area, because everybody knows him, senior officers, ex-businessmen and all these people who are conducting this share of that man is one gem, right? What were these three or four guys doing behind his fridge hiding, the icebox hiding? They came in. If you observe my post, you will realize I updated my post with the actual arrival of these guys in a silver Akita, right? They had a motive. They want to get, but then again, he was also complacent from an experienced person in the law enforcement. You have observed he just casually closed the gate, closed his van. All right, he know he's secure. He know he's on the main road, but he has an envelope, something looking like an envelope in his left hand. So that says something. So these men were privy of what is happening.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Finish.
Yeah. So they could have been privy of what is happening. So here's one scenario. Then we are looking at also the Carapo situation there. Carapo has been known as and labeled as a hotspot. A hotspot for particular reasons. Certain fractions of the society are living up there. Certain fractions up there are withholding certain information, not passing on the information. There are certain fractions up there who are labeled very, very notorious people in the community and national community, that is. Right? So tell us, so the people in these areas, don't you know these people? You must know what is happening in your area. I made a particular post a few days ago. Sometimes we need to take stock of what is happening in our own community to understand why there is so much crime in your area.
Well,
right?
We were speaking about that very same thing this morning, and somebody called and suggested, and this is something that we can't deny in the conversation, that yes, people know who's involved in crime in their community, but they are reluctant to go to the authorities because they know who in the authorities involved in crime also. How do people treat with a situation like that where you have an instance that somebody in the community reports a criminal activity and then law enforcement pounces on them, or they get the impression that they've become a target one way or the other from the very same people that they reported? It's a catch-22 situation.
I understand. And I could weigh in at this point. Notwithstanding, there are systems in place, not only through the TTPS, different avenues. We have been seeing these things all over. There are bloggers like myself who you could pass on information. You could put your trust. Several people have put their trust into DJS News and DJ Sheriff, and we have gotten results. For example, last week there was a vehicle taken away by two men, armed guns, a B-14. Within minutes, I don't know who is the person. The person has contacted me. The person said, "Sheriff, the vehicle now leave here and they're going to sell it in X place." I contacted who I had to contact. The vehicle, people were inconvenienced for a little while. I think that was Thursday morning. And they were saying, "Oh God, look at traffic heading on in northbound, school closed." Police had a cap off the entire area by Bird Sanctuary there. Mm-hmm. And the men abandoned the vehicle and left it in Bhokal. And they went through the village and disappeared. So at least somebody got some information, and somebody was smiling for the Easter weekend and got back the vehicle. So you could pass on the information to, you don't have to worry, TTPS. We all know there's always bad apples in everything.
Right.
All right. And we are fully aware of that. I think I am not putting any sweetener in my mouth to say it. Yes, there are bad apples outside there. And there are a lot of, because we see daily. We see some of them bust in certain areas, and we just have to leave it there because we are unable to do anything at this time. But pass on the information. You have myself, you have Mr. X, you have Mr. Y, you have Mr. Z.
Yeah.
Pass it on. We will get it on. You have even 800 tips. Utilize it. All right? And you remain anonymous at that point.
I think that's good advice. It really is, because sometimes people just don't know who to turn to, who to trust in situations like these. And I take your point. There's also this prevalence, if I'm to use that term, of home invasions. And not just home invasions where, you know, they come inside, they take what they want and they leave, but home invasions now that have gotten very, very violent in nature.
Let's deal with one particular home invasion. We have voice notes. The voice notes are strictly the center time of the home invasion. The one in the Rambler Street at Rangwell's. I am fully aware that you may have a copy also.
Mm-hmm.
The lady is screaming, her parents, her son, her family, everybody, men in video house and beating them up, whatever the case may be. You listen to that. You tell me which person in authority could listen to that and feel comfortable at night. right? Not one of them, right, could feel comfortable. But then we have people outside here who don't really care, right, who don't really care. Now, we have law enforcement people who don't care anything, and I could tell you that, right? I have worked with many of them, right? And that's it. But let me ask you, I am also, yes, because you could tell me, right, a home invasion taking place in one particular area, then you see a police patrol pattern in a different area while an APP went out about looking for these men. Well, anyway, let's leave that there. Let's continue with the Arangwe situation. You're hearing these people crying, and then after realizing they were beaten, right? They were beaten, they were robbed. And then somebody is going to say, listen, this is what really happened in my community. But then some time ago, I believe it was during the Andrea Barrett situation, I made a speech in Arangwe Community Center or Savannah. We need to know who are the people in our community. We need to know who the people in our community. Arangwes have been very much in the limelight for renters. A lot of outsiders coming into the Arangwes area, especially in that garden area, Arangwes, the east of the southern Arangwes main road. Lots of renters. How many of those renters are vetted properly to know their backgrounds? Because they might be coming right there and robbing you right next door in your house, you know, and you don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of the residents took heed on that note. They look at me differently. I said, yes, we have to be responsible for what's happening. Most of the time, the criminals are within our own areas, right? You cannot study the dollar and rent out an apartment for $3,000 a month, and knowing that same man have 3 guns in his yard, and he have 2 friends coming and going to rob you next door, or rob the same house, and then go back in your apartment and sit on quiet.
Yeah. We need to wrap up our interview because almost all of it, but there's something that I want to ask you. Somebody who's been involved in law enforcement and somebody who's been involved in monitoring what's been going on when it comes to crime and everything else. We have a citizenry at this point in time that is on the back foot. People do not necessarily have the mechanisms to defend themselves in the way that I think they should. And I've made no bones about my position on that. But short of that, what are some of the pieces of advice you would give people in times like these? Because let's be real, nowhere is safe. People say, well, you know, when you're home, you're safe, but apparently not. So what would you advise people to do to look after their own safety in situations?
I understand what you're coming with, Satish. And amazingly, 2 persons were WhatsApp me last night asking the very said question. What I could advise you to do, if you don't have the legal apparatus to defend yourself, you have other means you could defend yourself. Your home, secure your home first of all. Ensure we are not living like in the 60s or 70s, we could continue to have our windows open, the yard on fence. Secure your property. It is your property. Once somebody invades your space, your personal space, they climb over your fence, and you have a nice little barking dog outside there who will just go and kiss him and come back, make sure that dog is well trained. Make sure inside your own house you have certain apparatus, legal ones, to defend yourself if you could put up that fight. If you cannot put up the fight, there's a lot of security alarm systems now implemented through different mediums, right, that are connected to different agencies. Sacrifice.
Mm.
Sacrifice. We have to do this. I mean, to say we can't go down the illegal road, right? We can't take something illegal and make it legal. Please. I understand what many citizens are saying. We need certain apparatus to defend ourselves, but we are not getting it. We have to work with what is there. For example, a police officer, if he goes out on duty and he only has 20 rounds and a man shooting 50 rounds behind him, what are you going to do? He has to work with what he has, 20. He had to make sure that 20 work, right? So we have to use what we have available to ourselves. I'm not saying to go and do anything illegal. Let's remember that. I'm not saying that. I would distance myself from that. If you have a certain apparatus in place, put it in place in your house, make sure you could grab it at an instance, right? And if something should happen wrong inside the house at that point in time, it should be wrong for the intruders, and it'll be right for you, right? Okay. And leave it for the investigators to do their part from there.
And DJ Trevor, thank you this morning for your time.
You have a blessed day. You and the entire staff at 1065.
Okay, thank you so much once more. That, of course, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Sheriff giving us a bit of information, what's been happening, some of what he's been documenting.
Talk Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.